from the beginning of creation, God's will was for mankind to live in wholeness, spirit, soul, and body. His will for you hasn't changed. In fact, the Bible is full of promises for you to be healed. Get the Healing Promise Package and receive the audio teaching by Kenneth Copeland, Healing, It Is Always God's Will, as well as the Healing Promises book by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and the Psalm 103 card to help you declare God's word wherever you go. Understand that healing is a promise coming from the very life force of God. When Jesus defeated the curse and was raised with resurrection life, He made a way for that life force to flow from the Father to you. At the same time He paid for your salvation, He paid for your physical healing. Gain victory over every struggle and live in divine health. Feed yourself on the healing promises of God and be transformed and renewed, spirit, soul, and body. God wants you well, and it's His will for you to be healed. Get your free copy of the Healing Promise Package and take hold of God's plan for your healing. Use these free study resources to build your faith and receive your healing and wholeness today. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Pastor George Pearsons. This is my wife, Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons. And you are healed in Jesus' name.
I am?
We are.
Amen. Yes, you are. But I don't look healed. I don't feel healed. I don't sound healed. Then we're not looking at what we can see with our natural eyes. We're looking at the will of God, the Word of God, and what God has for you, because what He says is already an accomplished fact.
That's
and
right.
That's what we want
that's
to talk
right.
about today.
Yep.
What did Jesus accomplish?
What did He accomplish? And I wanted to let you know before we get into that, all of the outlines that we've been teaching from are available, kcm.org/notes, and they're absolutely free. You can download them. They're very, very valuable because there are some things that we didn't even get to that they would be able to resource and use. I like to allow pastors to use these. We have notes that are available right now for you to be able to do a 10-week series in church just on healing.
Or you can take two or three of them and put them into one sermon. We also mentioned this the other day, and that's your family. Because these outlines, you could do a family Bible study with them because they're meant for less than a half hour on this broadcast. So we just want to give them to you. We want you to have it and give you an opportunity, and you've heard it, you can go back and with the outline, listen to them again.
Right.
Okay.
I want to talk to you about something today that I first learned when I came here to Kenneth Copeland Ministries in 1976. And this was one of the very first scriptures that I memorized, and it was Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, so that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles, or come upon me, as I've written in my Bible, through Jesus Christ. This is such a powerful topic, being redeemed from the curse. And the curse of the law is spiritual death, it is sickness and disease, and poverty, lack, and debt. And we're talking about 10 days of healing on these broadcasts and focusing in on the fact that we have been redeemed from the curse of sickness and disease. What does the word redeem mean? It means to be purchased, ransomed, bought back, and rescued.
You know, I was thinking on that, George, as we were preparing for these broadcasts and the last couple of days, spending some time thinking on that. And I thought about that, you know, what people say, well, what does that mean, redeemed? It's not a word. We use that often. But I remember when we were kids, did your mom collect?
Green stamps.
Green stamps.
Yeah.
There was also a gold stamp, depending on which was given out at your grocery store. And you could take those stamps, collect them in a book, and then you went to the Redemption Center. And at the Redemption Center, you could go through and look, and there were toasters.
Yeah. Oh,
remember?
My gosh,
and,
yes.
And all kinds of kitchen supplies and tools. Yeah. And depending on how many stamps you had, you could redeem for those products.
That's great.
It means to buy back. You
buy
redeem.
Back.
You have something, but you want, it's an exchange.
Yes.
Well, Jesus redeemed us. How does that mean he bought us back? Well, it's important to understand this very basic. God created the heavens and the earth, and he put Adam in charge. Adam was not just a man. Adam was the beginning man, and in him was the prototype. In him was the empowerment of the seed. And whatever God put in Adam was to be replicated throughout mankind. And so in Adam, he put dominion. He put authority. And he gave Adam the entire, the project of the world. And to keep the world of the spirit and the natural world in complete unity so that God's kingdom would be mirrored in the natural world, this natural earth world. But Adam got selfish. Adam got greedy and he listened to the devil. And what did he do? He sold us out. He sold his rights. He sold his rights. He sold his dominion. He sold his connection with God. That's what Satan wanted. He wanted that position with God that Adam had. And Adam sold that position to Satan. And so Satan moved in and he took authority of influence. He took authority of dominion over the world. So what had to happen? Jesus had to come and buy back what Adam sold. He had to buy it back, but the price went up. And green stamps wasn't going to get it. In fact, no. Adam couldn't even pay. Adam no longer qualified to pay for the price. Nothing could. But Jesus paid that price and bought us back out from under the curse that was on this earth. The curse, and that curse is still operative, but there's coming a day when that will completely come to an end. But he made that redemption from the curse available to you, to me, to Pastor, to anybody that will believe and receive that redemption.
That's right. Jesus redeemed us from the curse of the law so that we could walk in the fullness of the blessing of Abraham. Look in your Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 28.
Now, what was the law? The law was put into place so people could understand and comprehend this is sin. Don't do that because it comes with a curse.
Yeah.
And that curse that it comes with is the curse that's out there.
Yeah.
Because the world's dominated by sin. But then he said, but if you do these things, it curbs that power of that sin and it allows God to bless you in spite of the sin, to bless you in spite of the sin that's dominating the world. But Jesus brought us out from under that curse so that we could walk and live in the blessing on a much higher level than Abraham or Moses or any of those were able to, because we have been, we received the fullness of that blessing, which was spiritual regeneration to
be
born again.
And Jesus paid the full price to get us out of that place. We were hostages. We were taken.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
And he paid the full price for us to come out of darkness into the light of the kingdom of God. And from that darkness is full of the curse, the curses of the law. Then there's the blessing of Abraham that belongs to us. And we see in Deuteronomy 28, the first verse, and it shall come to pass if you hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you if you shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Those blessings include the healing of the physical body. That's part of the blessing of the Lord. The blessing, you need to speak this over yourself. The blessing of the Lord is working in me now. The blessing of God. I am being fruitful. I am replenishing. I am subduing. I am taking authority over this body. And I am demanding it and I am commanding it to line up with the blessing, the empowerment for my body to prosper. And that belongs to me. And that's what Jesus has redeemed us from the curse. So the blessing is Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 14. And this is very special to us because when we were married in 1977, your dad did the service and he read those blessings, over us.
Blessed coming in, blessed going out,
blessed in the city, blessed in the field.
You know, blessed in your storehouse, blessed in your houses, blessed in your kneading trough. Yeah. And the fruit of your body, the fruit of your ground, the fruit of your, of all of your livestock. Well, you know, I don't have any livestock, praise the Lord, but I do have some stock. I believe it's blessed.
It's alive.
But that means is blessed everything I set my hand to do. So the law itself, the curse of the law, it's not that the law was cursing you. The law was announcing the curse to mm-hmm. you. The law was identifying the curse that Satan invited into this earth and because he invited sin. And the curse was the result of sin. But if we don't understand and identify the difference between the curse mm-hmm. and the blessing, that's what this helps us to do.
It does.
The curse helps to make that clear. Yeah. What's blessed, what's cursed, what brings a blessing, what brings the curse.
Right.
But Jesus brought us out from under that curse. So it doesn't have authority to come on you because the curse
that's
is still
right.
out there. The curse is still out there wanting to chokehold you. And it wants to move in you. But this tells us Jesus has brought us out from under it.
Now, I like to look at the curses. Now, some people read Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14 and enjoy the blessings, but then they skip the rest of it. But I think it's very valuable for us to read the curses, especially where the physical body is concerned, because it lists out for us what we have been redeemed from or delivered from. We've been delivered from the curse of the law. And I just want to take us through some of this, but first of all, explain to them the difference here, because it talks about the Lord will strike, but really that's not the Lord.
Can you see one of those verses, George? Just read one. Just pick one of those in the curse.
Yeah.
Verse 22. Right 22 there.
The Lord, it says, the Lord will strike you with wasting diseases, fever and inflammation, with scorching heat and drought, and with blight and mildew. These disasters will pursue you until you die.
Whoa, listen to that. The Lord will strike you with that? Well, that sounds a little schizophrenic, doesn't it? No, let's understand this. So and I'm not a Hebrew scholar. I'm not even Hebrew smart. But I can read commentaries from people who are. So in Hebrew, in these verses, it was permissive. The Lord permits. The Lord allows. Well, God didn't cause it, but He allowed it as if He arbitrarily decides, well, I'm going to allow it here, but not. No, this is very clear where the allowance comes in. Why? Because if you get out if you get in the pool, you're going to get wet. If you get, and that's deep, isn't it? If you get out in the world and you act like the world, you live like the world, mm-hmm. then you're going to get the yep. sin, the results of the sin of the world. Now, what Jesus did is He got us out from under that curse and gave us a position of empowerment over it so we don't have to live like the world. We don't have to be destroyed because of the sin that's in the world. And if we do engage in sin, there's a cleansing work that He's provided. So when you press on with your own will and your own way, then the Lord says, I'm going to allow that. Why? He'll do everything He can to keep you from it, but you have the right to choose. So then there was something else to understand in all this too. At this time, no real revelation of Satan, not a real understanding of who Satan was. My dad put it this way. He said, if they ever had a real insight to who he was, they wouldn't have been able to help but serve him because they weren't born again. There was not that empowerment, the spark of life.
Yeah.
And there's only a handful of people that rose to the point of revelation of God in such a way that you can name them. You can make a list of all their names in the Bible. That's not the way God wanted it to be. He wanted all His children, millions and millions and millions of us, to be empowered over that mm-hmm. over the curse, which is what Jesus did. So when we see the Lord will smite you, just understand this. You press over into identification with the world, then this is what happens because this is the way of the world. You press into your identification in Christ, and this is what will happen. The blessing comes.
Yeah, I use the illustration of an umbrella. The umbrella is the blessing of the Lord. It's our staying underneath that covering from the rains or the hail or whatever it is that's coming down. And when you get out from under that, then you put that umbrella down and you expose yourself to the curse. So as in my Bible here, this Bible that I'm using, where it says the Lord shall send upon you cursing, I took that the Lord out and I wrote in, it's the curse. It's the curse that is responsible for all of that. It's not the Lord putting that on you. He doesn't have it to put on you. But you step outside that circle of protection that comes from walking in the ways of God and in the purposes and the plans of God.
I tell you, and it's the grace and mercy of God that keeps it back. Because when you look at this curse, thank God there's only one person on the earth ever that experienced the full impact of that curse, and that's Jesus on the cross.
Yeah,
that's right. God's mercy and His grace and His provision holds that curse back, but through your persistence, there's going to, in sin or ignorance of that redemption, put you out there, the world will just knock the daylights out of you. The sin that's in the world, it is a churn of sickness and sin and death. It's just a churn that's out there, and the curse is at work. But we're redeemed from that churn.
We're delivered.
No matter in the midst of, and you know, just to say this, George, Deuteronomy 28, we won't talk about it today, but if you read through there, you're going to find that all the things that our nation and the whole world is dealing with, from invasion of foreign countries, foreign gods, your economy, your children being taken away from you, plagues, all that. That is part of a national curse. But in spite of what's coming on a nation, we can in our own lives say, but not at my house. Not at my house.
Well, with the blood of Jesus, just like the children of Israel, that death has to pass over.
Pass over.
It passes over us. And we don't have time to talk about just the whole separation effect, the children of Israel in the land of Goshen and Egypt and all that took place and how they were protected. When there was darkness in that land, there was light in the land of Goshen. But the curse of the law, where sickness is concerned, I look at Deuteronomy 28 and I see what I've been redeemed from. And I see here in verse 22, I've been redeemed from wasting diseases, fever, inflammation, scorching heat and drought, blight and mildew, and those disasters will not pursue me. They will not run after me. And this also includes here environmental.
Well, look at that. Scorching heat, drought, blight, mildew, that's famine, that's food destruction. We had black mold in our house one time. We didn't know it. Took a while to discover it. That was some nasty stuff. And it was having an effect on our bodies. And we did what we needed to do to, you know, detox and so forth once we found it out. But I'm telling you, we went after it and said, we are redeemed.
We're redeemed from that
mildew.
Curse.
Right.
We're redeemed from
it. And so inflammation, they say most disease has some factor of inflammation in it.
Yeah.
We're redeemed from that.
Yeah. This next one, verses 27 and 28, we are redeemed from the boils of Egypt, tumors, scurvy, itch, and things that you cannot be cured from.
You know, that scurvy is vitamin deficiency. And we don't see much of that in vitamin C like scurvy was. But we see a lot of vitamin deficiency. Doctors say if people would just take vitamin D, it would curb a lot of the cancer in our country. Just vitamin D. That's a vitamin deficiency. But thank God, thank God we can lay hold of this being redeemed from the effects of that, especially when we don't realize that's what's going on.
We've been redeemed from madness. And you can see what's going on in the world. There are a lot of people that are not redeemed from madness. Because there's a lot of crazy stuff that's going on that is absolute darkness and the curse. I'm redeemed from blindness. I'm redeemed from panic.
Amen.
It says in verse 35, the fact that we are redeemed from the curse of the law, that covers knees, legs, with incurable boils, and then in fact, you're covered from head to foot.
That's the New Living Translation.
The New Living Translation. It says, covered from head to foot. Well, we're covered by the blood from head to foot. From the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, the blood of Jesus.
By faith, yeah.
Verses 59 through 61, we will not be overwhelmed. We've been redeemed from being overwhelmed. We've been redeemed from our children having indescribable plagues.
I tell you, this COVID thing, and you know, they're talking already, oh, the next this and that, and the childhood pneumonia and so forth. We've got to be aggressive and out front of that.
Redeemed.
Get in front of
redeemed.
That. Because until Jesus comes, this is going to be the way it is that there's one wave of something after another.
Yep.
Because there are people on purpose designing that to affect the world.
Yep.
But we're redeemed from it. And there isn't anything that any demon or demon-possessed person or group of people or nations or countries or militaries that can devise that is superior to the redemptive power of Jesus to redeem you from the curse.
We've been redeemed from the plagues of long continuance, being miserable, unbearably sick, all the diseases of Egypt we've been redeemed from,
fear of sickness.
Disease. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's huge. More people died of the fear of COVID, I think, than anything else. They were so afraid of it. We saw people, and what was it, anthrax. Oh, my goodness, fear of anthrax.
Yeah.
Well, be smart. But don't be fearful.
Jesus has redeemed us from every sickness and plague that there is, even those not mentioned in the book of instruction, and we will not be destroyed. Verse 65, we've been redeemed.
Oh, George, go back just for a minute, that verse 61. Even diseases that aren't mentioned. Now, I believe you can identify every modern day disease in these, but even if it's not listed or named, you know what? You have been redeemed. Everyone, all those that are named, all those that aren't named, all of them put together, or whatever it is, you just have to tell yourself, it doesn't matter what they named it. Jesus is the name above every name. He's the name above cancer. He's above the name of thyroid disease, eye disease. He's the name above pressure, anxiety, fear. He's the name above every name.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yep. Now, time is running out here, but I wanted to mention this. We belong to Him. We belong to Jesus. We are His. And it says in verse 28 of Acts 20, He obtained the church of God for Himself, buying it and saving it for Himself with His own blood.
That's what He paid back.
With His own blood. 1 Peter 1:18, for as much as you know that you are not redeemed, purchased, bought back, and rescued with corruptible things, such as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by the tradition of your fathers, but your spirit, soul, and body were purchased with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish in every spot. So we've been redeemed from every sickness and every curse every disease that is listed in the curse.
Yep.
And this was something that Gloria gave me that she wrote down that Brother Hagin said.
Well, we kind of added to it a little bit.
And we added a little bit to it, but all sickness, including, and then you can fill in the blank.
You say it.
All sickness.
Including
whatever it is a curse of the law.
Is a curse of the law.
But Christ has redeemed me.
Christ has redeemed me.
From the curse of. And you name it.
Yep. Cancer.
Whatever it is. Sickness and disease of all kinds. Are under the curse of the law. I am not under the curse. I walk in love.
Forgiving everyone.
So sickness. You have no right in my body.
Leave me now.
I receive the blessing of healing. I take it.
It's mine.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you know something? We've also been redeemed from poverty and lack and not enough. As we give and as we sow our seed, we receive harvest. Now, according to the curse, It says in verse 38, you shall carry much seed out into the field and shall gather but little in, for the locust shall consume it. Well, where we are concerned, we've been redeemed from that. And what does that mean? When you sow into the kingdom of God, you will sow much and you will gather great harvest. And the locust shall not consume that harvest. Partners, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for all of the seed that you have sown into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. The vision is big and it's getting bigger all the time.
All the time.
But we know that the Lord is providing and He's supplying and He's given us partners. Your dad is believing for 1 million partners for us to be able to get the job done that we have to do.
What an exciting team to be a part of.
That's right.
George Malachi 3:9 says, you're cursed with the curse because you're robbing me. Even the whole nation, he said, you're robbing me. How are we robbing God? By holding back your tithes and your offerings. And it might not seem like it, but to hold that back, it matters. So when we want to believe we receive that redemption, we've got to get in on his redemptive
plan. That's
right.
So as you give today, you can give online, by text, or you can call us. The information there is on your screen. And you've been redeemed. You have been redeemed from sickness and disease. You've been redeemed from spiritual death. And you have been redeemed from poverty, lack, and not enough. No, more than enough. Overflow. Too much.
Hallelujah.
The harvest is yours in Jesus' name.
We appreciate that. We thank you for being diligent and faithful as you sow and give. Given generously because that obedience is a lot of times what's needed to activate that blessing in your life.
That's right.
You can't buy your healing, but you can cooperate with it. Disobedience is uncooperative.
That's right.
But obedience ignites that blessing. Hallelujah.
So join us next week on the Believer's Voice of Victory for part 2. 10 days of healing.
Absolutely.
Until then, remember this.
And I want to hear from you.
Yes. God loves you.
We love you.
And Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for praying and sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We are believing with you for your abundant harvest. To sow your financial seed, you can text the letters KCM to 36609, go online to kcm.org/give, or call 800-600-7395. Your giving has helped send the word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle.
I discovered my calling here at KCBC.
Immerse yourself in a faith community here at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Get equipped with what you need for your next steps in life and ministry. Discover new gifts and talents and learn biblical education from seasoned instructors. Kenneth Copeland Bible College is here to help you find clarity of purpose in your life and ministry. Find your purpose, discover your calling. For more information, go to kcbiblecollege.org.